Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market today was a real head-scratcher. The S&P 500 eked out a new record high, but honestly, it felt like a weak day under the surface.
A new record high on a weekday? How does that even happen? It sounds completely contradictory.
It is. The session was dominated by a surprisingly hot producer price index report. The July PPI came in at a blistering 0.9%, way above the 0.2% consensus. That really threw a wrench in the market's thinking.
Right, especially after Tuesday's friendly CPI report had everyone convinced a big rate cut was a done deal for September.
Exactly. The probability of a September cut is still high, around 93%. But that hot PPI data completely wiped out any talk of a 50 basis point cut. In fact, we heard from Fed Presidents Musselman and Daley today, and both basically said a 50 point cut isn't necessary right now.
So the bond market reacted to that, right? I saw yields were climbing.
They sure did. Treasuries sold off, pushing the 10-year yield back up to 4.29%. That pressure is what really hit the broader market. At one point, all 11 S&P sectors were in the red.
So back to my original question. How did we close at a record high if everything was selling off?
Mega caps. It was a classic case of the generals leading while the troops retreated. Names like Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet propped up the indexes. Amazon was a beast, up almost 3%, single-handedly lifting the entire consumer discretionary sector.
Ah, so the market-weighted S&P 500 looked fine, but the average stock had a rough day. I see the S&P 500 equal weight index was down 0.6%.
That's the tell, and it gets worse when you look at small caps. The Russell 2000 was down 1.2%. It gave back a huge chunk of its gains from earlier in the week. So you have this massive divergence. Mega cap growth is fine, but the rest of the market is feeling the pain from higher rates.
That brings us to the earnings front. There was a big mover in the auto parts space that perfectly illustrates this pain. Let's talk about Advance Auto Parts.
Oh, AAP was a disaster, down 8%. And this is a tricky one. They actually beat on second quarter earnings, and comparable store sales finally turned positive. But the market completely ignored that.
Why? What did investors focus on instead?
Guidance. They slashed their full-year earnings outlook, blaming higher interest expenses and continued softness in their do-it-yourself segment. It's a classic example of the market looking forward, not backward. The past quarter was okay, but the road ahead looks bumpy.
And it probably doesn't help that competitors like O'Reilly and AutoZone are posting much stronger growth, right?
It absolutely highlights their struggle. AAP is lagging, and this guidance cut just confirms that their turnaround is hitting some serious headwinds. The pro business is holding up, but they can't seem to solve the DIY puzzle.
Got it. Any other earnings movers worth noting?
Well, on the downside, Ibotta got hit with a tidal wave of downgrades from multiple firms. That's never a good sign. But on the positive side, Cisco delivered a solid report and guided higher, which was a nice bright spot in tech.
Okay, so with this mixed, confusing backdrop, where are you looking for opportunities tomorrow? What's on the watch list?
I'm looking at two types of setups, continuations and anticipations. For continuation, you have to look at Amazon. It showed massive relative strength today and is a clear leader. If the market finds its footing, leaders tend to keep leading.
So stick with what's working. Makes sense. What about names that aren't as obvious?
That's where the continuation setups in other sectors come in. Look at the energy space, specifically a name like BE. It's showing a textbook breakout pattern with rising volume. It's a pure momentum play. I'd watch for an entry around 44.50, targeting a move toward 46.
Okay, so that's for stocks already on the move. What about the anticipation setups, the ones that are still coiling?
Here, I'm watching the housing sector. Names like D.R. Horton and Lennar are building very constructive patterns. Despite the jitters around rates, these stocks are holding up well. For DHI, a break above 170 could signal the next leg up, so an entry around 167 with a stop at 163 looks interesting.
Interesting. Any tech names in that anticipation bucket?
Definitely. Apple is a great example. It's consolidating near its highs. I'm watching for an entry near 232. If it can hold that level, a push toward 235 and higher seems very possible, especially with its strong buying volume.
So looking ahead to Friday, what's the big catalyst we need to watch?
It's all about the consumer. We get July retail sales at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The market will be watching to see if the consumer is still spending despite inflation pressures. we also get the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. It's really a battle between yesterday's hot inflation data and tomorrow's consumer data.
So, the key takeaway for traders heading into the session?
Be nimble. The market is showing a split personality. The indexes are at highs, but breadth is weak. This isn't a market where you can buy everything. Focus on the proven leaders like Amazon, look for tactical setups in strong sectors like energy and housing, and respect the divergence between the mega caps and the rest of the market.
Great insights. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.